ba 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 ba. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, featuring the power of kindness, connection, and community. I'm your host, Amanda Wise. And you got me today. I'm sitting on my couch with a microphone in my hand. And I thought it was time for a solo act, as we had just had a run of awesome, awesome ladies from Copper Harbor on the last four episodes. And today will be a nice transition as we move into 2025. I'm really excited about the new year. It's a milestone at a quarter of a year. I mean, a quarter is a coin, so why wouldn't you celebrate a quarter? And moving forward, we're going to do something a little different, and I wanted you to be prepared for it. Yeah, we're going to have our first guest who is not related to the Keweenaw. I've met a lot of people from around the world lately, and I'm enamored. They have different experiences, norms, cultures, and different everything, and I want to explore that. This is one, to me, of the most powerful things to understand: the differences in other people. And to make differences not different and not weird and not misunderstood, but to make them important and mainstream is my goal. I want to explore more of what people have learned as they grew up and as they go out and try to be who they are, and they have their aha moments and they have their challenges, you know, how do they get through it? And I really want to explore this all over the world. So hang on, because we're going to get there. We are. And I'm so excited, but I did want to let you know, this podcast will always feature the power of kindness, connection, and community. And communities can be everywhere, you know? I'd be doing the world a disservice if I didn't branch out and include as much as I can. And I really want to thank you for being on this journey with me for as long as you have. I'm really flattered that you find the content interesting and you keep coming back to hear what's next. You never know what you're going to get, and I don't even always know either. So thank you so much for being part of this, and I hope that you enjoy as we transition into a broader spectrum of the world. If you've read my novel, In the Dirt, a novel about being human, I do my best in there to showcase people of different backgrounds, and I'm working on the sequel right now, which is so exciting. I'm 3/4 of the way through drafting it, but in this next one, I get to add even more characters from different places and with different backgrounds and different ways of thinking. So it's really fun for me to explore that. But it's going to be even more exciting for me and you to explore that with actual human beings, you know, in these interviews. So I hope you love that idea. And now we're going to get into a topic that's inevitable because it's the Keweenaw. Now, last year, we had the lowest recorded amount of snow ever recorded since they started recording, I guess. Go to the Keweenaw Snow Report if you want to learn more. It's really fun to look at that site. As I drove past that insurance company sign on the side of the road, you know, it says this year's total and last year's snow total, I just saw it was 25 inches this time last year and 65 inches this year. And that 65 inches, the bulk of it fell in just a few days right after Thanksgiving. And now that I'm living in Calumet, We got all that 65 inches. Oh, man. You know, in Copper Harbor, it's so glorious and lovely because the snow mostly blows into the woods and it's so beautiful. It's on the trails and it's just ideal for skiing and snowmobiling and all those things that make these scenic trails such an awesome place to be, which is why Copper Harbor is a winter destination. But when you live in a town, and I've just ranted about this on my blog, so I'm not going to get too much into it. When you live at the top of the hill here, the top of the ridge in the Keweenaw, and you get all the snow, and your next door neighbor gets all the snow, and the next door neighbor on the other side gets all the snow. So everyone needs a place to put it. And luckily, I'm not in a situation to be in a turf war, as they say, where you're scooping or you're blowing snow and you have to put it somewhere and the neighbor comes out, hey, that's on my property right there. Oh, no, that's my driveway. Oh, no, my driveway is under there. And it's just, it can really get interesting, people drawing lines in the snow. But it's so unique because if you don't live here, you don't think of that. Like in Copper Harbor, we didn't have to worry about where we were moving our snow. Most of it blew into the woods, which is where it should stay, if you ask me. But here, you're really kind of fighting for a spot to put it. And 60 inches is 5 feet. When that drops and you're out there moving a foot of snow a day, for one, it's very tiring. Especially if you scoop. But before you can even go anywhere in the morning, you're moving that snow and you can't put it on the neighbor's lawn or they'll come out and tell you. Or they'll just scoop it back to your lawn. Oh, man. Anyways, we do have a snowblower here as well, which my man likes to use. So that's great. We both scoop. We both blow the snow. It's pretty awesome. And it's really nice right now because there has been a break in the weather. It's 36 degrees today, a little drizzly on this Monday before the episode comes out. We've already had one, you know, melty day. So the banks are settling. And these are the days to get out since you don't have to move the snow in order to survive. You can kind of just go out and do some of the sculpting and shaping and make sure you have the driveway flat so when it freezes again it's not like tunk 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 clunks of chunks of ice and snowballs that freeze up into bumps. So it's okay to take a potential day off like today and just make sure everything's how you want it before it freezes again, because that's how it's gonna stay. We do have to move the snow back as far as possible to make sure there's room for it all winter long. And I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. We got 5 feet already, and then it kind of slowed down, which is great because this is the first winter that in 19 years, this is the first winter where I said, I need to move. I'm going to Arizona or California or New York or somewhere, anywhere but here. I couldn't believe it. I felt so trapped. And I'll spare you my wah-wah story. You can read that on my blog. But I'm pretty darn strong with that blue scoop right now. My core is strong and my arms are strong and my brain is stronger. I've got more sisu in me and I know we're going to make it through. It's going to be okay. But at first, I was really doubting whether I would be able to make it or not. But here we are in the middle of December and it's okay. But I haven't even gone out skiing yet or anything because besides moving snow, my kid had some sick days And I've just been so busy working with Copper Harbor Vitality, which is cool. I love it. It just takes time. And I guess now I'm not really getting out as much as I used to. But it does sound really lovely. The trails look awesome. And that's where the snow should be, in the woods, where people can go and enjoy it and break their own fresh tracks. It's just, it can be one of the most amazing feelings to be in fresh powder and track it up, even though it can also be a lot of work. But the snow absorbs so much sound, and everything is muffled and quiet and peaceful. And once in a while, you get a little snowball that falls from the branches above your head, and it just lands right in your shoulder and reminds you that it's everywhere and it's all around. Oh, it can really be quite magical. Me even sitting here dreaming about it and talking about it makes me really want to get out. But today is a little wet and soft, so I'll wait until some fresh powder. Oh, man. But Mount Ripley is open and Mount Bohemia is open. They're getting more terrain able to access as the season goes, of course. And I think one thing with Bohemia, because they don't groom it, is that the first couple weekends, those like people who are just chomping to get out of the gate, those skiers and snowboarders, they go and they paint everything down. So they'll really smash it down around the rocks and in the grooves to make that base more dense, which is really nice. So when the next snow falls on top of that, people have less chance of going through into the ground, and it just keeps piling up on top of that. But I'm going to let other people do the first couple weekends at Boho there. Maybe I'll get a nice powder day that I don't have that much work to do, and I'll be like, Amanda, you should just go. Just go and do it and it'll be great. And it always is. It's always so awesome. But I'm going to put a few pictures up on our Patreon to correspond with this episode, because when it's not snowing, then the road commission gets out and cuts all the banks. And there are dump trucks full of snow going and going and dropping off the snow and coming back and getting filled up. But it's so nice that they do this, because the mounds were already so big that when you get to a stop sign to turn onto 41, you couldn't even see if there's a car coming. And they know this, so they're out. I mean, they were out this morning and yesterday and maybe even as I speak, cutting the banks and piling it and getting it out of here. But it's cool to see the layers of snow inside as it gets that nice cut from the plow. Like when you cut into a rock where the outside, it's all bumpy and porous, and then the inside gets you a really clean cut and you can see all the layers. It just reminds me of that. It's so cool. But I'll have a couple pictures up there on our Patreon, and some of the big snow piles and in the bigger parking lots in town. So check it out. We also do behind the scenes for each of these episodes for our paid members. It's only $5 a month. I try to keep it fun, and it's just a great way to help support this podcast if you're into it. And I'm going to be totally honest about this. I had a great idea to go out on the town of Calumet with my microphone and ask people who I just would see. I wanted to ask them, what town do you live in? How do you get your snow moved? What does winter mean to you? Because I wanted you to get all their perspective, not just mine. And I thought it'd be fun to get, you know, just more perspectives. I had big aspirations, but I was feeling really shy today. My belly's a little off, and I didn't feel like getting all up in people's faces, and I just didn't think that was fair. So I'm being honest and letting you know I had bigger goals, but not today. What can you do? But one other thing I'm excited about is it's almost winter solstice. Oh my gosh. It is almost the shortest day of the year. And when you live in a latitude with a big number, either negative or positive, it's just going to make such a huge difference. I think when my little guy gets picked up on the bus in the morning at 8:15, which is awesome. By the way, he loves the bus. The bus driver is so nice to him. And this girl that he has a crush on is on the bus. So getting him on the bus in the morning is not even a challenge anymore. And I am so grateful. Oh, what a gift. But it's right now it's dark when he gets on the bus. And it will be for a few more weeks because, man, when it starts rolling back the other way and getting lighter and lighter, it just feels like it happens so fast. It's dark by like 5 p.m. and it's still dark at 8 p.m. so that gives us about 9 hours of light, maybe a little less. I don't know. I didn't look at my sunrise sunset app lately, which I totally love, by the way. I just know it's dark a lot and I've kind of given up looking at it. But happy solstice coming up. It's such a great turning point. And if you're listening from the equator area, you're like, yeah, whatever. I don't even notice. But hey, if you're listening from the equator, let me know because that's awesome. So this podcast will continue to come out the first and third Tuesday of each month. But if you need a little something more, I still am blogging every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. So check out what we have going on there too. It's called Downs by the Bay, featuring raising a little boy with Down syndrome on the shores of Lake Superior. Sometimes there's adventures in there, and sometimes it's just how I'm feeling about how things are going or some new lesson I've learned. I don't know, pretty similar to this podcast, but in reading form with pictures. So that blog is free and you can even sign up to get it, to get an email notification every time it comes out. So kind of fun. I just want to let you know if you need more of this in your life, that's another way to do it. I'd love to say I could do more things for you more often, but I am also writing books. I'm writing my next novel, like I said, which is just so much fun. It's like, I feel like a kid playing on a playground when I write. It's just so fun. And I don't know if I told you this, but I have started a ghost writing company called The Cheeky Scribe. So if you or anyone you know is interested in figuring out how to get their own book out, like if you have this great book idea in your head and maybe you have some notes and you just don't know what to do, at the Cheeky Scribe we offer a variety of services, including a free 20-minute call just to talk about your project and see if we're a good fit for each other. But I love meeting people this way. I love hearing what people are passionate about and what they want to share with the world. So if you or anyone you know are interested, check out thecheekyscribe.com and maybe we'll have a call soon. Sounds fun. Okay, now I'm going to give you a little homework. I just try this because I really want you and everyone to at least take little steps to expand our understanding and awareness of others. So I just had this idea, I guess. But you can do it once. You can do it twice. You can do it every day if you want, if you love it. This is what my son does, and he taught me how to do it too. So here's your homework. When you see someone, a person, whether they're on the bus, they're in the grocery store, they're walking down the street, you know, if you feel safe and curious, say hi. Just say hi. And if it wasn't someone walking past you, maybe take another step forward and ask them a question about something that intrigues you about them, like, oh, you like that author too, or that's a cool hat, where'd you get it, or I see you're wearing a cast, what happened? I mean, when you open yourself up like that to a person, even a stranger, beautiful things can happen. You never know who you're going to meet. I find it so strange, and my son has taught me this. I did not always feel this way. This has been a learning curve for me too, which is why I want to start with the baby step of just saying hello, maybe asking someone's name and just saying your name, or just asking something simple about what intrigues you about them. I know it could be like borderline creepy sometimes, but just try it. Just be friendly. Have love in your eyes when you talk, you know? Don't even think that they're going to judge you, or you won't be able to look them in the eye with love. But okay, hang on. Anyway, back to what I was just thinking about that boggles my mind is we can be in a room full of people, and if we don't know any of them, we might not talk to any of them. Why not? Is the simple fact that you don't know them really enough to keep you from speaking to them at all? Don't you see that a room full of people is a room full of opportunity? Every single person has something beautiful within them that they want to share with the world. If you're not going up to them and initiating a conversation, you're missing out on all these people's gifts. And I honestly think that's a shame, I'll be honest. But it's really a part of our conditioning in society, you know, in this Western culture. If you don't know someone, then why should you talk to them? You know, you don't know them. It's like an automatic wall. That blows my mind. And my kid, like I said, he just bashes through those walls like Mario with his punch through a brick wall. And he just turns these people into puddles. And I love it. Yeah, there's stranger danger and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? All it would take for you, if you're not going to initiate this yourself, is for someone you know to come in the room and say, oh, this person over here is my friend. Want to meet them? So now your friend that you already know is a middleman to their friend. Okay, and now this person that maybe you were looking at, wondering who they are and what they're about, you just got introduced to them. Doesn't that open up a whole new world? And it took a friend who knows you and who knows them to be that person to say, hey, let's learn their name. So what if we ourselves did this with people we are intrigued with? Wouldn't the world be so much more awesome? Oh, I just want it so bad. I really do. So I'm going to encourage you to try that. One person, just one person in the next 2 weeks. When you hear the show again, I hope that you think of that person you met. And I really hope it was a good experience. Not everyone wants to be talked to, you know, because we're all struggling, honestly. That's why a lot of people don't reach out. That's why I didn't reach out today and stick my microphone in people's faces and ask them about winter, because I just wasn't feeling that great. But sometimes you find a person who needed to be noticed. They needed to be smiled at. They needed to feel some sort of connection. Can you be the one to connect them back to humanity? What a gift. Ugh. Thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot to me that you'll put my voice and my ideas and my hopes and my dreams in your ear and hopefully into your heart. So next time, keep expanding your awareness and understanding for your fellow humans, and be good to yourself. Bum bum da 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 da.